Last time we started discussing the sugya of Rava Bar Sharsham. The Gemara says that Rava Bar Sharsham was eating the peiros of karka from the Yisomim. He really had a loan from the father of the Yisomim. He had this field as a mashkanta de surah, but the problem was there was another loan that the father owed him, and he didn't have any mashkanta de surah, so he wanted to make sure that he'd be able to eat enough peiros to pay back that loan as well. Abaye told him he can't, since there's a kol that the ara is ara diyasmi. So then he has to give back the karka to the Yisom once the mashkanta de surah is finished. And then when the Yisom get older, then he'll be able to have another dintar with the Yisom. He'll be able to know Simon from them once again. So what did Rav Bar Sharsham think? Why was he keeping the field? So he told Abaye, he said, the reason why he was keeping the field, he wanted to finish eating the peiros, is because he said, look, the Chachamim say that someone who's Horeya, someone who's Nifra from the Nichsi Yisom has to take a Shavua. He didn't want to take a Shavua. So because he didn't want to take a Shavua, he figured, let him eat the pears of the field beforehand, and then he'll have a Migu. He'll be able to say that that whatever he ate really belonged to him. He was Ochel Shir Zuze. Trust me that it really belonged to me. The Migu that he could say, Lekucha Hibiyadi. So the assumption that most of the Rishonim have is that the idea, the scheme that Rabbi Bar Sharsham made over here was simply to pater himself from a Shavua. He didn't want to be chayv a Shavua, haboli par v'nichse yisamim. So therefore, he ate the peros of the karka beforehand in the hopes that he'd be trusted, b'migu, that he could say l'kuchi b'yadis. The question is, the taina that achalti mashali, whatever I have actually belongs to me, can't be any better than the taina of the migu. The Tanya of the Migu is Lekucha Hibiyadi, so the only way that he'll exempt himself from a Shavua with his real Tanya that he ate whatever belonged to him is if Lekucha Hibiyadi is part of a Shavua as well. But if Lekucha Hibiyadi itself is going to be Chayav Shavua, so then he doesn't accomplish anything, then his Tanya should also be Chayav Shavua. That's what we started discussing yesterday. So the Rashbam had two different explanations as to why Lekucha Hibiyadi is part of a Shavua. Either because there's no Shavua on Karka at all, Ein Shavua in Alakakos, or because Cheskas Gimel Shonim removes the need for Shavua. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Makom Shtar Kaima, so once you have the Cheskas Gimel Shonim, there's no need for a Shavua. So we discussed yesterday the first issue, the first comment of the Rashbam. We actually discussed both of them, but we spent most of our time on the first issue. How can the Rashbam say that in Shvoyin al HaKarkos tells me that there's no Chi of Shavua on Karka? This is only a Shavua Derabbanan. It's only a Shavua Derabbanan. It's a Shavua's Hesses. It's not even a Shavua of Nishba Venoto. It's only a Shavua's Hesses. And we know the Mishnah in Ksubas and Afpe Zayin, the Gemara explains over there, Rami Bar Choma, that even if ain't Nishboin ala Karkos for Shvua Daraisa, but for Nishboin Venotlim, we are Nishboin ala Karkos. So what's the Rashbam saying? If Nishboin Venotlim with Nishba on Karkos, Mistam Shvua says it should be the same. By all Shvuas the Rabbanan, you can have the Shvuas on Karka. So what's the difference? Just like the Mishnah in Ksubas says that you could be Nishba on Karkos for Nishba Venotlim, you could be Nishba on Karkos for Shvua says it also. So we said not so clear. The Rav suggests that maybe the Rashbam distinguishes between Nishban and Notlin as opposed to Shavuos Heses. Maybe you can't be Nishban Karka for Shavuos Heses, even if you can be Nishban Karka, Nishban and Notlin. The Mishnah is talking about Nishban and Notlin, so maybe there you can have a Shavuos Karka, but Shavuos Heses is not the same. Why? But they're both Shavuos Rabbanan. So the answer might be that the whole idea that Nishban al HaKarkos, that might mean, as the Rav explained, not that you can have a Maisa Shavua on Karka, you can't actually take a Shavua. Well, before, you can take a Shavua on Karka. The Haraya, you can take a Shavua on Karka through Gilgul Shavua. The problem is, you can't take a Shavua on Karka if that Shavua is generated by a Chiyuv Shavua. If you have a Chiyuv Shavua on Karka, such a thing can't exist. So if your Maisa Shavua is generated through a Chiyuv Shavua, on Karka that makes no sense. But by Gilgul Shavua, your Chiyuv Shavua is on the Metaltlin. That Chiyuv Shavua of Metaltlim generates a Maisa Shavua on Karka. That's not a problem. So the Rav suggests that maybe that's the idea. That the Rashbam is saying that any Shavua in Alakarkos explains that there's no Shavua on Karka of Shavua's Heses. Why? Even though Shavua's Heses is really only a Shavua Derabbanan, but in terms of its gether, in terms of its nature, it's really similar to a Shavua Deraisa, because both are what? Nishba v'nifter. If they're both Nishba v'nifter, so then we view it as though there is a Chiyuv Shavua. Why is there a Chiyuv Shavua? Because to maintain the status quo, you have to take that Shavua. If you don't take that Shavua, then you'll have to pay money. So to maintain the status quo, you are obligated to take a Shavua. That's viewed as a Chiyuv Shavua. So if there can be no Chiyuv Shavua on Karka, there can be no Shavua Darais on Karka, there can be no Shavua's Heses on Karka. That's what the Rashbam is saying. The Mishnah Ksubas. The Mishnah Ksubas is talking about Nishba v'Notel. That's not a case of Chiyuv Shavua, because there, you're not obligated to take the Shavua. You want to maintain the status quo? Don't take a shvua, gesund to hate. You want to get new mammon? Then you have to take a shvua. Maybe that's not defined as a chi of shvua. And if it's not defined as a chi of shvua, then basically what's the Rav saying? The Mishnah Ksubas is just telling us that nishva v'notel, you can be nishva v'notel on karka, because a shvua of nishva v'notel on karka is like gilgul shvua on karka. It's a maisa shvua without a chi of shvua of karka. Gilgul shvua, yachiv shvua is on metadlim, but you are megalgal a maisa shvua on karka. The Rav would say, according to the Rashbam, that's exactly what nishva v'notel is. Nishva v'notel, there is no chiyuv shvua on karka, because you're not obligated to take the shvua. You want to get new nechasim, you'll take the shvua, but you're not really obligated to do that. So basically, when you take that shvua, you're taking a maisa shvua without a chiyuv shvua. That's no problem. So that's the difference between nishva v'notel as opposed to shvua senses. Tosis, of course, disagreed with the Rashbam. So Tosis is back to square one. He says if you can be nishva shvua d'rabbanan on karka, he doesn't see any reason to distinguish between nishva v'notel as opposed to shvua senses. So then, how can Rav Bar Sharsham think that he's going to win with this migu? L'kuchi biyadi itself will be chayav shvua. So his taina that achalti kashir zuzi that really belonged to me, that should also be chayav shvua. The Tosis gives the answer. He says no. Even though you're nishbayin ala karkos, all shvuas d'rabbanan, not only nishva v'notel, but even shvua senses, but you can only be nishva shvua senses if the mechayev of the shvua senses was a taina bari. That's Tosis' answer. The mechayev of the shvua has to be a tanis bari. You can't be chayev a shvua without a tanis bari. What's mechayev of the shvua? Not a tanis bari. It's only a tanis shema. Why? The yisom don't know what's going on. They don't know anything about the affairs of their father. Bezdin is tanian for the yisom. Bezdin doesn't really know what the emes is. So everyone is only putting forward a tanis shema. The whole thing is a tanis suffix from beginning to end. The yisom don't know. Bezdin doesn't know. So there is this halacha. We know there's a halacha of Tanina, and that Bezdin can stick up for a disadvantaged party, a nifra shalom afanav. Let's say a balchov wants to be gove shalom ifnei halove, so Bezdin is going to be Tanina for the love. Let's say a balchov wants to be motzi from lekuchos. The balchov says shalom ifnei halove that the love didn't pay back, and there's a lokeach who bought the karka, so Bezdin will stick up for that lokeach and say that the chov is actually paid up. Yisom don't know the affairs of their father. Disadvantaged parties, Bezdin has this ability to be taninan for them, but it's still only a tana shema. Zaktosus, that's why there's no chiyuv shvua. The reason why there's no chiyuv shvua sasis over here is not because it's on karka and there's no shvua sasis on karka. The reason why there's no shvua sasis over here is because there's no tainus bari that's mechayev the shvua senses. That's what Tosfos says. And the Rosh also suggests this idea. But then the Rosh goes further and says, I'm not so sure that that's correct. I'm not so sure that's correct. He says, even if the taina of the yisomim is only a taina shema, but is a taninan viewed as a taina shema? I mean, practically it is a taina shema. Bezdin doesn't know anything. But do we view it al pidin as though Bezdin is only putting forward a taina shema? He says, I don't think so. Maybe Bezdin, even though it really starts as a Taina Shema, but once Bezdin is willing to do Taninan, maybe the halacha of Taninan is viewed as a Taina Zvari. It's like Bezdin can transform. You put the Taina Shema into a washing machine, and Bezdin turns it into a Taina Zvari. Their ability to do Taninan means that Bezdin is saying, even though we don't know what the emes is, we don't know what really happened, but we will be towing a Taina Zvari for these Yisamim. So it's a Taina Shema that now morphs into a Taina Zvari. So says the Rosh, if that's really true, that a taninan is a tainas bari, then Tosis' answer, my answer that I just gave you, that there's no chiv of shvua sesis without a tainas bari, and taninan is not a tainas bari, that's incorrect, because taninan is a tainas bari, al pidin. So the Rosh suggests, I have to give you a different answer. I have to give you a different answer. So what does the Rosh say? He says, maybe we got the whole sugya wrong. Maybe Rav Bar Sharsham wasn't really trying to exempt himself from a shvua. What was he really trying to do? He was trying to get himself the ability to collect the money now. It wasn't a part of a shvua. It was that he didn't want to wait. He didn't want to wait. He would have had to take a shvua now or later. So that later it would be a shvua of nishma v'notel. Now it would be a shvua seses. So what? It's a shvua either way. He would have had to take a shvua either way. Why would he have to take a shvua now? Because l'kuchi hibiyoni would be chayav a shvua. Against everything we've said. And a chanami, maybe Taka, you would be chayav shvua. There is a tainus bari over here, because taninan is a tainus bari. The din of enish bari and ala karkos has nothing to do with shvua, says it's right. So maybe there really would be, it has nothing to do with the Shvuah Rabbanan. So maybe there would be a Chiyuv Shvuah here on the Karka. So Rabbi Baruch Rashi would have had to take a Shvuah. So what's the Migu? What's the point? What's he trying to accomplish? He'd have to take a Shvuah now, he'd have to take a Shvuah later. The answer is he didn't want to wait for later. He wanted his money now. So he figures if he eats up the Nechasim, he already collects whatever Nechasim the father owed him from the second loan, so then he won't have a problem. He has a migu, so he'll take the shvua now with that migu. He'll be neman with the migu to take a shvua, and that'll be the end of it. So that's the Rosh's final answer, and he likes this answer. He doesn't like the answer of Tosfos, because the Rosh says to claim that really there is no chiyuv shvua for lekuchi biyadi, that's very difficult. Because even if Taninan starts as a Taina Shema, it doesn't end as a Taina Shema. It's really viewed as a Taina Sbar. Yesterday, we even went further. There seems to be a lot of Chazar over here. Yesterday, we went further. I proved to you, some of you didn't quite get the proof. I proved to you that Taninan has to be a Taina Sbar. Why does Taninan have to be a Taina Sbar? Because there are two halachas that we know we passed in. There are two halachas. One is that we're Taninan Parua for Yisomim. If the Baal Chov comes and says that the father of the Yisom owed money, we're Taninan Parua for the Yisom. That's a halacha Tosin. Gittin says it's Amar Beis, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. That's halacha number one. But secondly, the halacha is that what happens if an individual says, if he admits that he borrowed money, but he says, I don't know if I paid it back. Reuven comes to Bezin and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says, look, I know I borrowed the money, but Eini Odea Im Praticha, I don't know if I paid it back. He doesn't say Eini Odea Im Hilvisani, he doesn't know that there, that he doesn't claim, I don't know there was a halva. I know that there was a halva, but Tanis Bari, I admit to that. I don't know if I was paid back. The halacha is that if he says, Eini Yodea Im Praticha, he's chayif. He's chayif to pay. Why? Because there's a cheskas chiyuv. There's an assumption that he's chayif. There was a hodas vodin, there was a halva, so the assumption is that he must be chayif. So until he's able to give a taina to exempt himself, we assume that he's chayif. So Eini Yodea Im Praticha is chayif. The problem is you put two and two together, put the fact that we're Taninan Parufi Yisomim together with Eini Yodea Im Praticha being Chayiv, and the whole thing makes no sense. If you assume that Taninan is only a Taina Shema, like we assumed according to Tosfos, and that's why you can't be Mechayiv Shvuas Hezeh, is because what kind of an obligation is that? The Taina of the Yisomim, the Taina of Bezin is only a Taina Shema anyway, so how can you be Mechayiv Shvuas Hezeh? So if that's the case, so then how can you be Taninan Parua for Yisomim? If you're Taninan Parua for Yisomim, basically, you're saying Eini Yodea Im Praticha. If Taninan is only a Taina Shema, so what are you saying? I don't know if it's Parua. Maybe it's Parua, maybe it's not Parua. So basically, your Taninan is like an Eini Yodea Im Praticha. And that's Chayiv. So how is Taninan Parua for Yisomim going to help? If you hold that Eini Yodea Im Praticha is Chayiv, and Taninan is only a Taina Shema, so Taninan of Parua is like an Eini Yodea Im Praticha. So the Yisomim should be Chayiv, they shouldn't be Pater. This is the raya that the Ketzos HaChoshen brings to prove that Taninan has to be a Taina Sbari. Even though it starts as a Taina Shema, but it's got to be viewed as a Taina Sbari, because if it's only a Taina Shema to begin with, how can it be Taninan for Parua, for the Yisomim? That's like an Eini Yodea Im Praticha. Simcha?
This Mahoga is close enough actually fits with the Mahoga of Tosis in the Ramban. Tosfos says that Taninan is the Mocher himself is making the Taninan. Basin is doing what the Mocher is saying. So if Basin is relying on what the Mocher is saying, then the Mocher would have made the Taninan was a Taninan.
So it
must be a Taninan Shema. But according to the Rosh may say, might be the Rabban, because it's the Basin themselves that are relying on this Cheskas, whatever.
Tachos. So once the Taninan is done, do we look at it as a Taninan Shema, or do we look at it as a Taninan Shema?
Well, depends.
So I'm telling you, it has to be looked at as a Taina Sbar, because if it's only a Taina Shema, so then Taninan of Parua for Yisrael would make no sense. That's like an Eini Yodea Im Praticha.
But if you said it's the Mocher who's really making this Taina, so why wouldn't the Mocher himself have made this Taina? Why is Basin making this Taina?
Bezdin would have made the Taina, the Mocher would have made the Taina, but the reality is Bezdin doesn't know what the Emes is, so they don't know what the Mocher would have said. The Ketzos wants to prove from this halacha that with Taninan Parua for Yisrael, and that Taninan has to be a Taina Sbar. So what's the problem here? The problem is Tosfos. The Rosh is right. The Rosh has to introduce his final pshat that Rav Baruch Rashi really didn't want to exempt himself from the Shvuah. He really just wanted to get the money up front. He didn't want to have to wait for the money. Why does the Rosh need this extra pshat? Because he holds that Taninan must be a Taina Sbari, and the Tosfos also proves that. So how can Tosfos say that you can't be Mechayev Shvuah Hezes based on a Taninan? How can Tosfos say that you can't be Mechayev Shvuah Hezes based on Taninan? The implication you have from Tosfos is that they hold that Taninan must only be a Tanis Shema, and that's why you can't be Mechayev Shavuos Eses. But don't we know that Taninan has to be viewed as a Tanis Bari? Because if it's not a Tanis Bari, how can we be a Taninan Parua for the Yisamu? You get the Kasha? Yes, Yehuda.
Two things. First of all, errors in the course between, because many people say that the Gemara may know this because it's your fault that you don't know. Say that you should have realized, you should have known if you paid back or not, since you don't know, so therefore we assume they didn't pay back. But up here, it's Malach, it's a real shame because we don't know.
The Achronim explained that it's based on a cheskas chayev, the fact that we assume that the person is chayev, once he admits that there was a halva, we assume he's chayev, and he has to now get some kind of mechanism to pater himself. I think that's how the Achronim explained. I think you're saying it's his fault that he doesn't know that that the Piron took place. I hear. It's an interesting svara. I'm not sure what the answer is.
And also maybe Tosfos said there's a clear difference for Tanina, that the Tanina was even, that the actual Tanina is a Tainas Bari,
mm-hmm.
but in order to create the Shvua, then Bezen isn't really doing Tanina toward create a Shvua, they're only...
You're saying Bezen's not going to do Tanina to create a Shvua?
Right.
That really leads on to what I wanted to say. The Stipler suggests that maybe we understood Tosfos wrong. Maybe the Yesod of Tosfos is not that there's no... not that Taninan is a Tainas Shema. Taninan really is a Tainas Bari. The problem is, Tainas Bari from today until tomorrow, it's not going to help you. To be Mechayev Shavua, you can't use a Taninan. Maybe that's the Yesod of Tosfos. The Yesod of Tosfos is that to be Mechayev Shavua, you can't use a Taninan. Why not? What's the idea? So he explains as follows, the Ktos in a different place, I think this is in Simon Kufnun Hei Sukkot and Yud Dalit maybe. The Ktos quotes from a Tshuva of the Rosh and from other Rishonim, that just like some Rishonim hold that we don't say Migul Lahotzi, we can't say Taninan Lahotzi either. Taninan Lahotzi? You don't say Taninan Lahotzi. Why don't you say Taninan Lahotzi? What kind of an idea is that? So Pashup Shad, you'd say, is that in order to be Motzi Mamon from someone else, you need a Raya Brura. Right? If Migul Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, so you don't say Taninan Lahotzi either. To be Motzi from someone, multi-mon from someone else, if you shnei edim yakum davar, you need shnei edim. Migu doesn't work, and rov doesn't work. So maybe tanina's not going to work either. That's one way to look at it. But the stipler suggests maybe there's another reason why you can't be tanina and lahotzi. Maybe the pshat is that what's the nature of the din of tanina b'chalam? Why is Bezdin employing such a concept? Strange idea. Bezdin's going to make a taina? Let the baldavar be towing. Bezdin steps in and takes the place of the baldavar. The answer is Bezdin is protecting him. He's a disadvantaged party. He's a Yosam was being started up with. He's a Nifra Shlobafanov, a Lover who's not around, so we're gonna stand up for the Lover, we'll stand for the Lover, Lokeach, the Yosam, to protect him. So maybe one could suggest that Taninan can never be employed as a mechanism unless it's used in a defensive posture. The purpose of Taninan is to defend the individual, so it always has to be used defensively. Maybe the Yesod is not that Taninan Lahotzi Lo Amrinan because you can never be Motzi Mamon from someone else without a Raya Brura. And a Taina is not a Raya Brura. No, that's not the idea. The idea is that Taninan can never be employed in an offensive position. It has to always be viewed defensively. So if you're going to be Motzi Mamon from someone else, that's not defensive. That's offensive. You're trying to be Mechayev, new Tvios, new Mamon. To change hands, that can't be done with the mechanism of Tanina. What's an afkamina between these two approaches? That either we can't be Tanina Lahotzi because we can't be Motzi Mama without a Raya Brura, or we can't be Tanina Lahotzi because Tanina can only be used in a defensive posture. Sure, exactly. Because Shavua, you're not being Motzi Mama. The idea that to be Mechayev a Shavua, you need a Raya Brura, Vushtait. I need a Raya Brura to be Mechayev a Shavua. Shavua is not the same as Mama. So if you can't be Tanin Lahotzi because to be Motzi Mamon you always need a Raya Brura, maybe that applies to Mamon, but it doesn't apply to Shavua. But if Tanin Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, because Tanin always has to be used in a defensive position, so that might apply to Shavua as well. The pshat is you can't be Mechadesh new Tvios, new claims on the other individual based on Taninan. To be Mechayev someone a Shavua is a new claim, it is a new Tvia. So that's not just defensive. You're forcing the other individual, you're forcing that Tovea to take a Shavua. Maybe that can't be used, that can't be done with the mechanism of Tanina. The stipler suggests maybe that's the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh. the Rush, both Tosfos and the Rush assume Tanina is a Tainas Bari. Yeah, it starts as a Tainas Shema, but then it's transformed into a Tainas Bari. Bezdin is able to be towing on behalf of the disadvantaged party, and the Halacha views it like a Tainas Bari. Yeah, it's viewed as a Tainas Bari, but the problem is even if it's a Tainas Bari, it can't be used Lahotzi. It can't be used in a way in which Taninan can't be used. So if you assume that Taninan can only be used in a defensive posture, then it won't be able to be used, even to be Mechayev Shavua. That's what Tosfos assumes. Tosfos assumes Taninan can only be used in a defensive posture. So that's the case, it can't be used to be Mechayev Shavua. The Rush says, what's the problem? The fact that you can't be Taninan Lahotzi? That's not because Taninan has to be used in a defensive posture. It's just because you can't be Motzi Mamon from someone else without a Raya. If that's the reason why it can't be Taninan Lahotzi, so that would apply to Mama, but it wouldn't apply to Shavua. So therefore, since Taninan is a Tainas Bari, one would be allowed to employ Taninan in order to be Mechayev a Shavua Sessus. Okay. We don't have that much more time together. But just briefly, I just want to introduce a concept to you. I know we were delayed a little bit. One of the other issues that the Rishonim discussed, and it's a big discussion, obviously we're just going to scratch the surface here today. One of the issues that the Rishonim discussed is once you figure out that Rav Bar Sharsham, you know, what Rav Bar Sharsham wanted to accomplish over here, did he want to exempt himself from a Shavua, or did he want to get the money up front that he wouldn't have to wait till later? That's the first discussion in the sugi. Once you finish discussing that, so then the further question that you have to ask yourself is, why did Rav Bar Sharsham feel this tremendous necessity to eat the peros up front? Right? No matter what he wanted to do, let's take the Pashup shot that he wanted to exempt himself from the Shavua. So why didn't he just come to Bezdin? Let him come to Bezdin now and let him say, look, I have a Migul. I don't have to tell you that that the Mashkon is completed, is completely eaten up. I finished eating whatever peros I can eat for the Mashkon. Let him come to Bezdin up front, Mikano Lahaba, before he's actually eaten the peros. And let him say, trust me, let me eat Mikano Lahaba, whatever peros I say I'm supposed to be able to eat in order to pay back the second chov. But Migu, that I could say, Lakucha Hibiyad, you have no way of knowing that this karka really belonged to the Yisomim, so let me eat the peros up front. And Bemigu, that I could say, Lakucha Hibiyad, I should win. Why did he eat the peros first and then come to Bezdin? Why couldn't he come to Bezdin up front in the beginning and say, let me eat the peros? Bemigu, that I could say, Lakucha Hibiyadi, there should be no problem. Rishonim formulate this as a kasha based on the Gemara later on. Another Gemara, very important Gemara that we're not going to get to either. But the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph talks about Hanu Izi, the famous case of the goats. Hanu Izi the Achlu Chushla bin Harda. These goats ate some kind of tavua, something growing from the ground. So the Marid Chushla was tofes the Izim. He grabbed the Izim. And he said, you owe me, $5,000 or something. He claimed that the person owed him much more money than the Ezim. So the father of Shmuel made the statement, he was consulted on the case, and he said, the person is able to be towing ad kedei demehen. If he claims, let's say the goats are worth $150, so if he says that he wants to claim $150 worth of the chushel, that's fine. He can claim ad kedei demehen. How? Why should he be allowed to do that? So the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara itself explains, that since he could say, Lekucho Sein Biyadi, he could say that the Izim are actually bought, that he bought them. So Bemigu, that he could say, Lekucho Sein Biyadi, he could say that they ate this amount of chushla, this amount of produce. So the Rishonim ask on our sugya, l'chora, our migul was exactly the same. What's the migul? The migul was l'kucha hibiyadi, that the karka is l'kucha hibiyadi, just like the izim. Migul, that it's l'kucha hibiyadi, that's fine. So why can't Rav Bar Sharsham, he's on the karka, why can't he simply come to Bezdin up front and say, I have a migul of l'kucha hibiyadi, let me eat the peros now. Why did he first have to eat the peros and then come to Bezdin later? So there are many different answers given to this question. We don't really have the time for all the answers. Let me just mention one answer. The Ramban quotes from the Gaonim a very important yesod. After all, what was Rav Bar Sharsham coming to accomplish over here? So Rav Rishonim assumed, what was he trying to accomplish? To patter himself from Shavua. Not to get the money up front, but to exempt himself from Shavua. So these Gaonim say, well, Migu is not going to help for that. If the purpose of Rav Bar Sharsham over here is to patter himself from a Shavua, So he can't have that migul up front. Because migul laftur mishvua lo amrina. We don't say a migul to pater someone from a shavua. We don't say migul to pater him from a shavua. So he wouldn't be able to pater himself from the shavua if he came to Beis Din and wanted to get the peros up front. So what does that mean? The fact that migul laftur mishvua lo amrina, so what? So we're not going to say migul. But again, Rav Bar Sharsham came to Beis Din after he ate the peros. So we're saying he doesn't want to come to Beis Din before he eats the peros. He's only going to come to Beis Din after he eats the peros. But if you don't say migul laftur mishvua, so what's the difference whether he comes before or he comes after? He still wants to accomplish that he's not going to have to take a shvua. So if you say migul laftur mishvua lo amrina, and that's why he can't come to Beis Din up front before he's eating the peros. So even if he comes to Beis Din later, we shouldn't say the migul either. You've just thrown a monkey wrench into the whole sugya, right? So how can that work? Says the Ramban, no. The difference is that, well, actually, he doesn't really finish the job completely. Rabbeinu Yonah adds that the difference is that once he's already eaten the peros, so then, even though this is a migul laftur mishvua, but it's a migul laftur mishvua to be machzik. What do I mean? Before he's eaten the peros, what's the problem? Why do we say that migul laftur mishvua lo amrina? Well, what kind of an idea is that? What kind of an idea is that? So one could say, well, shvua is a concept of birur. You have to be mavara what the emes is. So maybe migul is not a strong enough birur in order to take the place of shvua. That's what one could say. The problem is the Gaonim clearly write that migul laftur mishvua lo amrina applies to what kind of a shvua? What kind of a shvua are we not allowed to use a migul to exempt oneself from? A shvua of nishba venota. It would appear that the Gaonim would admit that migul laftur mishvua amrina to exempt someone from a shvua sasis. It's only a shvua of nishba venota that you can't say migul to exempt from. Why not? If the pshat is that migul laftur mishvua lo amrina because migul is never a strong enough beer to exempt from shvua, so why should I distinguish between different kinds of shvua? So apparently what these Gaonim are saying is as follows. What the Gaonim are saying is that there's a difference between Nishva Venotel as opposed to Shvua Seses. What is the Shvua of Nishva Venotel? When the Chachamim put an obligation on a person to take a Shvua of Nishva Venotel, what does that mean? What does that mean? Think about it. You could look at it as just a Chumrah. Me'ikra, then the guy really should be able to collect the money. But Chazal say, you know, we're going to put on you a Chumrah that you have to take a Shvua. That's one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it, some Rishonim seem to say this, is that Nishva Venotel is much stronger than that. That even though Me'ikar Adin, without the Chiyuv Midir Rabbanah to take a Shvua of Nishva Venotel, Me'ikar Adin, you would imagine that you deserve to get the money without a Shvua. Maybe when the Chachamim put a Chiyuv of Shvua on you, a Chiyuv of Nishva Venotel on you, what they really did was they destroyed your Zchus Mamon until you take that Shvua. Maybe the Chiyuv Shvua of Nishva Venotel is very powerful. The Chachamim may have completely destroyed, they were mafkia the Zchus Mamon, as we would say. They destroyed the Zchus Mamon that the individual has to take the money without a Shvua. So maybe really what the Gaonim are saying is Migul Aftur Mishvua Lo Aminan by Shvua Nishba Venoto. You know why? Because think about it, what's a Migul Aftur Mishvua? If you understand that Nishba Venoto means that whenever you chayav a Shvua Nishba Venoto, Chazal destroyed your Zchus Mamon until you're Nishba. So what really are they saying? That a Migul Aftur Mishvua is really a Migula Hotz. That's really what they're doing. If they assume that Nishba Venotel means that until you take that Shavua, you don't have the Zchus Mamon, because I'll destroy your Zchus Mamon. So basically, every Migula after Mishvua is a Migula Hotz. So if we know the Migula Hotz Lo Aminan, so Migula after Mishvua Lo Aminan as well. Maybe that's what the Gaonim are saying. If that's what the Gaonim are saying, then we can understand the chilek between coming to Beis Din before Rav Bar Sharsham has collected the money, or coming to Beis Din after. Because after Rav Bar Sharsham has collected the money, you can't say that this migu is coming lahotzi mamon. He's not being motzi mamon. He's coming to be machzik, the mamon that he already has. So the whole reason why migu after mishvua lo amrina by nishva venotel is because really a migu after mishvua is like a migu lahotzi. That's only going to be a problem if he's trying to be motzi mamon. When is he trying to be motzi mamon? If he's trying to use the migu to pater himself from a shvua before he's collected the money. That could be a migul lahotzi. But to use a migul to pat himself from a shvua after he's already collected the money, that's not a migul lahotzi. So then there shouldn't be any problem. I'll just conclude by showing you Rabbeinu Yonah actually says this. He doesn't talk about migul after a shvua, but I think the first pshat Rabbeinu Yonah has really focuses on this issue. He says, lo kasha, the comparison between Hanuizi and the sugi of Rav Rashashim, he says, lo kasha, the valley calls much lo ochal kashima osav, lo hayanema b'migla hotzi mamon, the lo amina migla fuke mamona. He says, you know why Rav Rashashim wouldn't be neman prospectively if he comes to Bezim before he's eaten the peros? That's because it's a migla hotzi. We don't say migla hotzi. V'hai nam, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, av v'shiyeh shtar b'yado, he does have a shtar, so maybe it's never called a migla hotzi, it's like a gavoy dami. He says, no, Kevin Shain Dino Lito Mina Yasama Mela Bashvua, since he's not allowed to take from the Yasama without a Shvua, in Basaloma Shaita below Shvua Bemigal, Havale Migula Fuke Mamana. He's not supposed to take from the Yasama without a Shvua, so if you will allow him to take with the Migul, it's like a Migula Hotzi. What's Rabbi Yonah saying? He says, the problem Rabbi Barshashim was grappling with is that if he were to come to Bezim before he gets the Peros, it's like a Migula Hotzi. Aye, but he has a shtar, so what should be the problem? Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, he has a chi of shvua. Since he can only take with the shvua, so you're going to use the migul to pattern from the shvua, so that's a migul hotzi. What's he saying? I think he's making this point. That the problem is, if he has to take the shvua, so then his chi of to take the shvua, first of all, destroys the shtar. But not only does it destroy the shtar, this will become a migul hotzi. It's a migul hotzi because migul after mishvua lo arminan is based on the fact that you don't have a zchus mamon until you take that shvua. It's not just stam achiyu shvua. It's not that you really have the ability to take the money. It really is your money, but you just have a chomer to take the shvua. No, until you actually take the shvua, you have no zchus mamon. So if you have no zchus mamon, so it turns out that your migul after mishvua is really a migul hotzi, and that's going to be a problem. It could be that's what the Gaonim that the Ramban quotes had in mind. That when they say that migul after mishvua lo arminan, and that's what Rav Barshashim was concerned about, what they really meant is that migul after mishvua is nishba v'notel lo arminan. Because nishba v'notel is a chi of such a strong shvua chamura, as the Lashon is. It's a shvua chamura that Bezna was actually mafkia yoschus mamon until you take that shvua. So if that's the case, then this migul after mishvua is not just a migul coming to pati you from shvua, it's a migul ahotzi, and that's why we're not going to be able to say anything.
I have to say very cautious, meager regard.